We're going to learn now the Sicha Dvar Malchus Shmois. We're going to start right away with Ois Dalet and go till the end of Ois Vov. So in Ois Dalet, he brings the two opinions of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim, and he divides it into four. Two parts are in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and this other two parts are in the Da'at HaChachamim. Just to note, in the Sikha, is divided into three, and the third one, being the Da'at HaChachamim, is divided into two. So we're saying the same thing. In other words, there's four parts, two parts in Da'at Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and two parts in Da'at HaChachamim. So now, what are the two parts in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? One is Maskini Yetzis Mitzrayim B'Yoyim. Yes, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is talking about all about Olam Hazeh. That means all about Zman HaGolus. So we Maskini Yetzis Mitzrayim during the day. That's Yemei Chayecha. That is Chayecha Hayomim. Then the other thing, the other part is Kol Yemei Chayecha Lahavi Halelis, and you maski Yitzis Mitzrayim also by night. So the two parts is, one is part with maski Yitzis Mitzrayim by day, and the other part is we mention Yitzis Mitzrayim also by night. These are the two parts in the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Then the Chachamim have two parts in their opinion also, and the Chachamim say Kol Yemei Chayecha Lahavi Yemei Mashiach. They include also Yemei Mashiach in the Askor of it, in mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there's two parts in this. One is that Yemei Chayecha of today, Yemei Chayecha in Olam Hazeh, today in Zman HaGolus, includes in itself the Yemei HaMashiach. So this is what the Rebbe is saying now in Divra Chachamim, is the Rebbe's interpretation of the Divra Chachamim. The Divra Chachamim, the Chachamim say a very straight statement that Kol Yemei Chayecha comes to include also Yemei HaMashiach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only discusses Olam Hazeh, doesn't discuss Yemei HaMashiach at all. Comes the Chachamim and they say Kol Yemei Chayecha come to include also Yemei HaMashiach. So the Rebbe is now interpreting this inclusion of Yemei HaMashiach in Yemei Chayecha. So the Rebbe is interpreting it in two parts. Number one, that Yemei HaMashiach are part of Yemei Chayecha in Zman HaGolus, in Olam Hazeh. And the other part is, what the Rebbe is interpreting in this is, that we are going to be mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim also in Yemei HaMashiach. We can well understand that the simple understanding of the Divrei Chachamim is referring to Yemei HaMashiach, that we're going to be mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim also in Yemei HaMashiach. That is the simple understanding of the words of the Chachamim. But nevertheless, the Rebbe is dividing it into two parts. Besides the simple meaning that we're going to be mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim also in Yemei HaMashiach, the Rebbe explains this means to say also that in Yemei Chayecha of Olam Hazeh, Yemei Chayecha is referring to us, our lives. So in our lives of Olam Hazeh is also included Yemei HaMashiach. These are the four parts which the Rebbe discusses in Ois Dalet. Now we'll go on to Ois Hei. Just to mention this, in the second part of the Divrei Chachamim, that we're going to be mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim also in Yemei HaMashiach, which is the obvious meaning of the Divrei Chachamim. So the Rebbe in Ois Dalet elaborates upon this quite a lot, but we will discuss this point later on in Ois Hei. Now, we're going to move into the second paragraph of Ois Hei, where the Rebbe says that had the Yidden been Zeuche, they would have merited the Gula right there and there by Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamsuf. But, in the Rebbe's words, because there was an interference of some side things, it did not actually work out that way. And then the Rebbe continues on the same note in the next paragraph, that therefore, being that really we could have merited the Gula right there and then, just because of some side interference, it didn't actually happen that way. So the Rebbe says, it comes out that the Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yemos HaMashiach are almost the same thing. The emes of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Yemos HaMashiach, and the emes and the pnimius of Yemos HaMashiach is a Gula Mitzrayim. And the Rebbe mentioned again these words, but because of some side as things, b'chitzoinius, there is some difference between Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Yemos HaMashiach. And then the Rebbe continues, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is ultimately going to lead to Yemos HaMashiach, being, as the Rebbe just now explained, that in essence they are the same thing. So therefore, all along, from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim till Yemos HaMashiach, we continue to mention the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Rebbe continues, as we will discuss further. So now, to understand these words, what the Rebbe is saying over here, that Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yemos HaMashiach are really and truly the same thing, just there's some side interferences that causes some separation and difference between them. So understand what this means. Let us refer back to the Sicha V'Yeder in Ois Yudalad, where the Rebbe quotes the words of the Acharonim, who say that in every generation there is a Mashiach, a potential Mashiach. This is the word of the Acharonim. However, as we discussed then, the Rebbe, then the Sicha, then continues to add some of his own words, which are very similar to the words what the Rebbe is saying here in this Sicha. And what are the words that the Rebbe says there in that Sicha? That had there not been some side, unwanted interferences which had disturbed and got in the way, this potential Mashiach throughout the generations would have come. These are the words of the Rebbe. So again, here is the words of the Rebbe saying some unwanted interferences. And this is actually, when you look around at the sichas of the Rebbe through the years, we find it quite a lot. Now, what is the meaning of this? So the point is like this. The Acharonim who say that there is a potential Mashiach in every generation, the reason why they say it is because we have the Rambam who tells us how Mashiach is going to come through a logical development, etc., etc. So therefore they say, based on this, there has to be always a potential Mashiach. The Eibishter wants to bring, the Gula has to have Mashiach, a potential Mashiach available. So they say in every generation there is a potential Mashiach. Now, in the regular understanding, this potential Mashiach is just a human being, a tzaddik nista, who knows, involved in the very holy things, but is a person for himself, unrelated to anyone else. In other words, from what the Acharonim are saying about this potential of Mashiach in every generation, there's really no difference if he would be, let's say, in Gan Eden, or he would be down here. As far as Klal Yisrael are concerned, as we may understand from the words of the Acharonim, there is no difference. Because even if he's here, he's just physically, yes, he's here in case Hashem would like him to reveal himself and bring the Gula. But other than that, he has no association, we may understand. And him being here is just a physical, a technical thing. He should be available. However, the Rebbe has this very different. Well, you know, it's very different. You can tell, let's take the words of the Rebbe said in the Sikha of Simchas Torah, Tovshim Mem Vav. The Rebbe explains, yes, when we're talking about the Mashiach Shabbador, who is the Mashiach Shabbador? The Rebbe explains very clearly. That is a Nasi Hador, because Moshe Rabbeinu is a Goyal Rish and Goyal Acharin, and the Nasi is a Moshe Rabbeinu Shabbador. So this Mashiach, the potential Mashiach in every generation, the Rebbe explains, that is a Nasi Hador. So here, the way the Rebbe puts it, oh, this is not some unknown, hidden, unrevealed tzaddik. No, we're talking about someone who's very active. He's the driving force behind the whole of the existence of Klal Yisrael. And with this understanding, just to mention that this understanding, what the Rebbe is saying, says over here, yes, has also its sources, not to the extent the way the Rebbe puts it, but it has its sources in other Rishonim, which the Rebbe doesn't quote over here, that this Zera David, who is in every generation, has some significant position amongst the Yiddish community. But let's not go into this. This is the way the Rebbe puts it, that this potential Mashiach is a driving force, and the Rebbe explained the Sicha of a Yigish. He's the Yehuda. Yes, he may have many very well-known people, Yosef, who are involved in the Jewish community, but there's always this Yehuda, who is, yes, he is a true driving force behind everyone, behind everything. And so therefore, based on this, we can understand the words which the Rebbe so commonly uses as saying, had there not been the interference of some unwanted or side things, why the Rebbe is saying this? Because the way we would commonly understand, which is actually the way it's in the words of the Acharonim, that when it will come the time, then Hashem will tell this Mashiach to reveal himself. So that is very, very similar to what we said before. It would be just as good if he would be up then, Shemayim Gan Eden. He is going to be revealing himself. But the way the Rebbe puts it, no, he is very involved. And there wouldn't be some unwanted interferences. What are these unwanted interferences? We're soon going to explain them. But what there are interferences coming from our court, that we, Klal Yisrael, have this Yehuda, as the Rebbe explained in the Sicha B'Yigash, who is a driving force behind our whole existence, and we find it too difficult. We cannot imagine that he really, if we'd only follow him, we would actually have the Gula. But going through the generations to ask a regular Yid to come to realize that just following this Yehuda, this potential Mashiach, they would actually have the Gula. It was something too much to expect from the regular Yid to come to understand. So therefore, the Rebbe says, some unwanted interferences, because it was something too difficult for most of us to come to realize. There is, of course, some other understanding in these words, some unwanted interferences, but we don't have to go into that. This point we just now discussed is definitely included in that also. To explain this, we're going to quote a sicha from a Kutta Sichas Chelek Hei, Yutes Kislev. Here the Rebbe explains what was the accomplishment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rebbe says that once we've gone out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can never go back to this situation. Yes, we may be in different situations of Golas, maybe bad situations of Golos Rachmon HaLetzlan, but we'll never go to the extent where we were in Mitzrayim. We're never going to go back to that. Now, just to note, this Vort, which I just now mentioned from the Rebbe, is actually there from the Maral Mi Prague, and the Rebbe actually quotes it in many places from the Rebbe Maral Mi Prague. But without going into the details, the way the Rebbe puts this Vort, as we're soon going to explain, gives it a complete new meaning. And this is what the Rebbe says over here. Let us just preface with this very well-known introduction, that the Gashmistik situation, the situation of Klal Yisrael, depends on their observance of Torah and mitzvahs. That's right there in the Torah, we all know about it. So now, looking at our situation today after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rebbe explains over there in that Sicha, that really, being that there's so many ups and downs in Klal Yisrael, in the Avodah, in the Avodah Hashem, etc., so really, there is no reason to say that it is not possible for the Yidden, Rachmon and Etzlan, to steep down to their situation where they were once, when they were in Mitzrayim. And therefore, they would actually end out being begashmis also in this situation, in this shibud, in this enslavement of Mitzrayim. In other words, logically speaking, this is what the Rebbe said before, that once we have gone out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we will never, ever enter such a situation again. Yes, we may have many different goalless situations, but go back to the level of Mitzrayim, we're never going to go back to that. So logically speaking, why not? If there's so many ups and downs in Klal Yisrael, what is a guarantee, what is a promise that they'll never fall back to such a situation where they should actually be put themselves in a situation as they were when they were in a Mitzrayim? So the Rebbe explains over there that this is the Achibur HaHopchim of the Eibishter, bringing the opposites together. Now, why is this bringing the opposites together? Because Al Piteva, and this is the whole word over here, Al Piteva, there's no guarantee to say that Yidden, Rachmanu Litzlan, will not steep down to that level again, and therefore land out to be in the same situation again. And nevertheless, the fact is that this is not happening. And the way this is not happening is Al Piteva. The world is conducting itself in Olim Kimenhagin Noeg, in a normal Teva Dikat conduct. And nevertheless, this situation of going back to Mitzrayim never happens and will never happen. Even though it's all being conducted through the channels of Teva, and Al Piteva, there's no reason why they shouldn't fall back. So here, the fact that Yidden are guaranteed never to fall back, that is the coming together, the two opposites coming together, the Ness and the Teva coming together, that the Ness affects the Teva, that in the normal, through the normal Teva Tivistika sequence, this the channels of Teva, Yidden on a normal natural way will never fall back to that situation, even though logically speaking there's no reason to say that they shouldn't fall back. Based on this, we'll understand very clearly the Shaychus of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yomei HaMashiach. Because our existence from Yetzias Mitzrayim and onwards is a Chibur HaHopchim. There is this Ness affecting the Teva that we should never fall back to the situation of Mitzrayim. So there's a constant Chibur HaHopchim going on. So the whole Metzius of Golas is actually being maintained by this Chibur HaHopchim not letting us fall back. If the Metzius of Golas is all being maintained by this, anyway being maintained by this Chibur HaHopchim, as we just explained, therefore, it will take no extra effort, no new Gilui in order to affect the Gula. Once we have this Yetzias Mitzrayim situation, which maintains us in a way that we should never fall back, in a way through the Koyach of Chibur HaHopchim, that we should never fall back to Mitzrayim, if we ever have this Koyach, this Chibur HaHopchim functioning, well, if we then by Yetzias Mitzrayim would have actually followed the Eibishter's Rotzon completely, well, the Chibur HaHopchim is anyway functioning, so it wouldn't require a new revelation at all. No, it would just require an escalation in the very revelation that already exists. We already have this Chibur HaHopchim functioning, so had he even completely embraced the Torah, completely accepted the Torah and followed through, then this Ness would have not, this Kness, which is the driving force behind the Chibur HaHopchim, holding us back, not from falling back, would have prompted the Teva to evolve in such a way that we should have the Gula Mitzvah Hashlema right there and then. The Teva anyway is being manipulated and prompted by the Nest. So it's all the, anyway, the fun, we have the full functioning of the Chibur HaHopchim anyways, just is in a very limited level to maintain that we shouldn't fall back. So if we would have only embraced the Torah completely, then the very same Chibur HaHopchim would have affected that the Teva should evolve and everything should work out, that we should have actually the Gula Mitzvah Hashlema right there and then. So this is basically what the Rebbe is saying there, here in the Sicha, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is Moshe B'Shecha actually won. Because Ilu Zochi, why they won? And the Rebbe explains. Because Ilu Zochi could have happened right there and then. But there was some outside interferences. We found it too hard to really believe what that. Wow, if this Torah, just following along with the Torah, everything in this world is going to evolve in according to the will of the Torah, and we're going to have the Gula Mitzvah Hashlema. That was something too hard for us to absorb in our mind. It sounded too unreal. And therefore, we didn't follow through completely. So, what did we have? We have this, yes, we have this Chibur HaPurim functioning, but on a minimal level, we have a Metzius of Golos. And this is what Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah says, the Maskirin Yetzius Mitzrayim by day and also by night. Well, the fact we should be Maskir Yetzius Mitzrayim by day is quite understandable. In the Zman HaGolos, in the good times, yes. Look, we are in the good times of Golos, it's better than our situation as it was when we were in Mitzrayim. So, of course, it makes sense to be Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Bayomim, in the good times of Zman HaGolos. But Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, also by Leilas, even in the darkest eras of Golos, we should also be mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? And that is, because our very existence in Zman HaGolos, even in the darkest areas, the very fact we managed to survive, pull it through, is all this Chibura Hopchim maintaining our existence. This is very similar to what the Rebbe says in the Sikh of Teitze, that we always know Golos and Gula are two opposites. We're not allowed to confuse them. However, the Rebbe there in the Sikh of Teitze explains that the existence of Klal Yisrael, now when we look back, we can come to realize that the existence of Klal Yisrael, with all the turbulences and everything they went through, the very fact they managed to survive, that these darkest situations of Zman HaGolos, that in itself is a Me'ein V'Dugma, the actual survival is a Me'ein V'Dugma of the Gula. In a very similar note, the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is saying over here, even the darkest eras of Golos, yes, is also Yetzias Mitzrayim, because our very survival in Zman HaGolos makes no sense. It's a Chibur HaHopchim. We could have fallen back. We could have disappeared from Chas V'Shalom, from the face of the earth. So our very existence has in it actually the Chibur HaHopchim, which is a very, very force, that very same force which is actually going to be bringing the full Gula. It's functioning there all through Zman HaGolos. Now we're going to continue to the end of the paragraph, which we were discussing before, where the Rebbe says, and therefore, Yetzias Mitzrayim is a pnimius of Yom Ha'isah Mashiach, which these words that the Rebbe is saying over here is actually the first part of the words of the Chachomim in Ois Dalet. But, and now, based on what we just now said, we can understand how Yetzias Mitzrayim is a pnimius of Yom Ha'isah Mashiach. And the Rebbe continues then in the next paragraph on the same thing, which is the second last paragraph of Ois Hei. He explained the same thing, and here in this paragraph, the Rebbe has 2 points. We're not going to discuss the first point, that which is very similar to what we just now said. We're going to now go over to the second paragraph, and to the second point in this second last paragraph, where the Rebbe talks about Yemois HaMashiach, how Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be achieving a chiddush, actually creating a chiddush in Yemois HaMashiach. And the Rebbe goes on to explain. Now let us understand, what is this chiddush that Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be achieving in Yemois HaMashiach? After all, the full gilui of Yemois HaMashiach was there and then available by Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we just now explained. The only reason why the Yetzias Mitzrayim did not happen is, as the Rebbe explains, because of some side interferences, as we explained earlier what these interferences are. So based on that the only reason why there is a separation between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yom Ha'isah Mashiach is because of some side interferences. Why is it that Yetzias Mitzrayim will be achieving a chiddush in Yemos HaMashiach. And this is actually indicated very clearly in the Rebbe's, in the words of the Rebbe Sicha, in this second last paragraph in the brackets. And the point is, it does not make a difference what caused this separation between Yemos HaMashiach and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yes, it's all we can say from our fault. It does not matter. Yemos HaMashiach is going to come through us. And therefore, despite the fact that we're in a Metzius of Golus as a result of our own actions, we can say, and therefore it's all on our fault. But from this situation where we currently are, in order to go out of it, which this current situation, which is a negative situation, there's a whole avoid of iskafia, which is necessary. So from this situation to turn around and be able to overcome ourselves and actually move over to your Yemos HaMashiach requires so much extra effort. Had we gone straight to your Yemos HaMashiach, this extra effort, which is we now required because, let's say, because of our misdoing, whatever the reason is, this extra effort has a value. Why does it have a value? Because the Yemos HaMashiach is all going to come through us. So this extra energy which we are putting in order to transform our situation, our global situation, into Yemos HaMashiach, being that Yemos HaMashiach is all going to be a product of our work, is going to give energy into your Yemos HaMashiach that otherwise would not be existing in your Yemos HaMashiach, because again, Yemos HaMashiach is all coming from us. It's all an outgrowth of our avodah. That's what it is. So therefore, whatever the reason is, the fact that we have to go into this extra energy in order to come to realize and to bring Yemos HaMashiach, that is going to give so much of a chiddush into Yemos HaMashiach that otherwise would not exist. And therefore, even though the whole situation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the limited situation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is only because lo yizachu, nevertheless, we are going, all through Yemos HaMashiach, we are going to continue to be mazge, to remind ourselves of the Metzius of Golos, of our Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now going into Oizvov, the Rebbe now puts everything together and explains what is the Chiddush of the Chachamim over Ben Zoyma, or as I said before, over Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Okay. I should have said Ben Zayma. Anyways, so what is the Chiddush of the Chachamim? So, and the Chiddush is that besides that, what Ben Zayma said, as we explained earlier, that we should be mentioning Tzitzis and Shraim by day and by night in Zman HaGolos, the Chachamim tell us that this mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim in Zman HaGolos actually brings in Yemos HaMashiach, the aspect of Yemos HaMashiach, into the Zman HaGolos. And this is, as we explained earlier, because we can see the koyach which is maintaining our existence in Zman HaGolos is the very same koyach which is actually going to bring about this Galus of Mashiach. So, therefore, even in Zman HaGolos, we should be identifying with this Aleph of the Alufa Sha'olam as it is brought in into our Zman HaGolos. That is the first point, which happens to be the first part of the Das, of the Divrei Chachamim, the words of Chachamim, mentioned in Ois Dalet. Okay. So this is the first part, bringing in Yemos HaMashiach into Zman HaGolos. Then we have even more than that. And what is that? That from then we roll over from this situation where we brought in Yemos HaMashiach into our life of Zman HaGolos. We roll over to the actual shleimus of Yemos HaMashiach bepoel. In a seamless move, we move right over from this, the Zman HaGolos, right into the actual realization of a Yemos HaMashiach. There is no separation between them. So again, the two things mentioned here is, the first thing is, we bring the Yemos HaMashiach into our void of Zman HaGolos, which is, as we explained before, because what maintains us in Zman HaGolos is actually the very same Koyach as in Moshe Mashiach. When we have this awareness, then we roll over automatically to the second thing, which is the actual realization of your Moshe Mashiach B'Poel. Now, just to explain the difference between the two aspects of bringing in your Moshe Mashiach into our void of Zman HaGolos, bring your Moshe Mashiach into Olam Hazeh of Zman HaGolos, and then rolling over, the second aspect, rolling over into your Moshe Mashiach. So to explain the difference between the two, we can say it, let's say, in two ways. The first thing is bringing your Moshe Mashiach into the void of Zman HaGolos would be, let's say, the Avoida Til Doir HaShvi, the Avoida Al-Pigila Achsides, where the Chotzid realize Elokus in, and therefore the realize the Ashkocha Protis, which is conducting this world, and therefore he would defy the Mitzvahs of Golas because of his identification with the Koich HaBligvol of the Eibishter. So therefore he would defy the Mitzvahs of Golas and go on Mitzvahs Nefesh and ignore all the interferences of Zman HaGolos. That we can say is the first thing, bringing your Moshe Mashiach into Zman HaGolos. Then the second thing of actually rolling over into the Gula, that we could say the void of our day, where we don't have to defy the Golos anymore. No, we can actually get the Golos to go along with us. So with that, we're actually moving over to the Gula. We're not just defying the Golos. That is one way to put it, perhaps. Another way that we can explain the difference between these two levels. The first thing is, the first level we can say bringing the Gula into, the bringing of Moshe Mashiach into our void of Zman HaGolos is me as an individual. Well, we're still in Golos. Yes, any moment we can do one mitzvah and the Gula will evolve right away. No problem. But at this current moment, we're still in Golos. And therefore, when I will start into bringing your Moshe Mashiach, introducing your Moshe Mashiach into my life of Golos, I'm an individual. I may have this one with this Maisa Echad impact, and may not have this Maisa Echad impact. So what I'm doing now, I'm actually bringing into my life as an individual. Oh, there may be many other Yidden who are not aware of this. So I am bringing your Moshe Mashiach in what? In a Golos situation. And then what would be this second Madrega? When we Yidden start bringing the Moshe Mashiach into our Golos situation, somewhere, at some point, everyone is going to realize this, and everyone is going to do it, and we will automatically roll over to your Moshe Mashiach B'Poel.